Gang up. Gang up. Gang up. Gang up.
First topic is gift cards, lame or acceptable gift. Participants are Steve Murphy, Justin Waddell, and John.
Very acceptable gift, especially if you want to give something from Target to a good friend of yours.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think the only acceptable gift card is like a Visa or an American Express.
What's wrong with you?
Well, if you give me a Target, now I got to go to Target to buy something.
You can go online. You can sit on your fat ass. I'm sorry. You could sit in your house in your office computer and order something online with your gift card, which I have given to you.
Right.
You don't need to go to the brick and mortar place.
But still, now I got to go to Target.com, set up an account. Just give me cash.
I would assume you would have set up an account when you did your bridal registry there.
Yeah, no, I don't shop at Target all that often.
You pompous bastard.
I think it's... Would you guys ever get anxiety when you're actually buying a gift card? Because I do think it's an acceptable gift because I give them out. So, but do you ever get anxiety when they have too many options and they have like the different artwork on them? I'll sit there and like try to figure out, you know, look, what's the... Like birthday, if it's someone's birthday, do I get the candle with the cake one or is that too feminine? You know, it's like, do I get the UFO with the guy doing thumbs up?
Well, beyond the gift card, you get this damn thing. Now you got to get a, you know.
Zebra with a hatchback.
You got to get quarters out and scratch off the damn back. Get that shitty metal stuff all over the place and all over your fingernails.
It's a lot of work.
Enter some like 15-digit code into a machine. It's like, seriously, just get me a DVD or something that I can throw in
a DVD
and forget about.
See, now you're presuming that the person giving you the gift knows what kind of films you like. Why not just give them the gift card and have you go get what you want?
But if you don't know me well enough to know what I actually like, then don't even bother showing up at my birthday.
I'm going to give you Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the
Clones. Yep. Because you deserve it. You deserve it.
I can't refuse a gift card. I mean, gift cards, they're compact. You stick them in your wallet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And promptly forget about them.
But then
you never forget about them.
No, the
right
gift
away.
Card, the gift card industry
That's
makes
on
like
you.
Billions of dollars a year on unspent gift
not
cards.
On me, they don't.
Somebody gave me a macaroni grill gift card. I mean, what the hell am I going to do with that? throw that in a goddamn sewer.
No wonder you're down on gift cards. You get the macaroni grill gift card.
No wonder why you're
like,
down friends.
A Chili's gift card. Now I can go get, you know, fucking bloated and have
plus
to take
it was
shit.
Like, plus you took it to the, restaurant and you're like, they're like, no, this is actually a gift card to put towards buying your own macaroni grill franchise. I can't even buy food with this.
Gang up, motherfucker.
The topic is appointment television going to end after Breaking Bad? And participants were Michael Robinson, Nick Nunziata, and Steve Murphy.
Let's see. Will appointment television end after Breaking Bad? No, because anything that comes on Sunday night is going to have some sort of cachet, especially if it's on AMC or HBO. People are always going to be looking for that next new series or whatever, whether it's like Low Winter Sun or...
Big Bang Theory.
Glee. You know, those cult shows that come on Sunday night.
I'm just going to completely build my death list around Glee from now on, I think.
That'd be a great thing. And who cares about... what the hell? What the hell's the...
Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad. There you go. Big Bang Bad.
It's pretty bad, too, because you and I, we haven't watched Breaking Bad.
Nah,
I saw like
it.
The first never four episodes, and I continually hear how great it is, but I just haven't made the time for it yet. So,
what do you consider appointment television?
Something on Home and Garden.
End of discussion.
Blood Diamonds, Worth the Trouble. Micah.
Let's see. I used to think that Blood Diamonds were... ethically wrong and not something that I could agree with. But then I saw Die Another Day where the bad guy, Gustav Graves, was actually a North Korean.
The fact that you know this fucker's name.
No,
when's the last time you saw that movie?
Well, first of all, it's on Showtime like every 10 seconds. And there's like 19 Showtimes plus the West Coast feeds. So it's pretty inescapable. So anyway, Gustav Graves, right, who's previously a North Korean, he gets his hand on a blood diamond cachet and then gets laser whatever bullshit movie
Shark.
Surgery to become Gustav Graves. Mm. And then he acts like he found the diamonds in a mine in Iceland and he uses that to construct the giant space laser. So to me, if blood diamonds can be the genesis for something that gloriously stupid, they can't be that bad.
Yeah, but I'd rather die today than watch that movie. And you just like recounted the whole goddamn plot. Like, I don't understand what's happening here.
No, I didn't even touch on Jinx and There's so many great things about that. That's what I'm saying. Without blood diamonds, there would be no dye.
And how do they know they're blood diamonds? Do they have? I mean, like, what do they look? They're scribed right on the back. You know, fucking the blood of innocence pulled these diamonds out of a fucking mind. I mean, you know, what's the distinction between a blood diamond and a normal diamond?
There's a signature to African. Something geographical about African conflict diamonds that someone who knows them can identify where they're from.
Yeah.
And I wish I would know that instead of knowing how much I do about Die Another Day, but fuck it.
And I would say the big gimmick with diamonds is they're not worth it. I mean, it's a joke. Like, De Beers in like 1927 decided, hey, how the hell do we sell more diamonds? And they started rooking us into buying these things and like shaming men into spending a third of their salary for the year on some dumb rock, and then, you know, 50% of us get divorced.
Third of their salary. Is that what you're supposed to do?
It's like 3 months, right?
Where was this guideline when I was shopping?
3 months of your salary. I mean, that's what De Beers said.
Don't tell my wife.
No doubt. I mean, my wife got a $900 rock, and it's like,
yeah, not the math out. That's actually a quarter of your salary.
Did you give her a diamond?
I adjusted once.
You gave her a mud diamond.
What's that? A mud diamond?
$900. Did you give her a diamond, though?
You know what I love the fact, too, that up in space, like, asteroids, they're fucking saying, are basically, like, filled with, like, all these rare earth minerals and gold and diamonds, and then these, like, billionaires are trying to get their hands on them. But
that sounds like the plot of the Bond movie.
It should be. But they're really doing it, and they say if they get that shit back, they'll collapse some of the world's economy because of, like, you know, now there's too many diamonds.
This sounds like a great Bond movie.
Yeah, it does. So that's why the guy built the space laser. Shoot
the
asteroids.
We need from the Daniel Craig run to get him in outer space. It's complete.
And one interesting thing about gold is, like, there's never been, like, the same gold that's, like, circulating. Like, this gold ring that, and I don't know if you have a gold ring. It's, like, the same gold, like, that was, you know, from around, like, millions of years ago. Like, it just, like, there's, like, such a limited quantity of it.
Oh, really?
So that's kind of cool. But fuck diamonds. I mean, give me a break. It's just a bunch of fucking carbon just getting crushed under the weight of the world and gravity. And now I'm supposed to spend a fucking quarter of it.
Gang up, motherfuckers.
All right. Subject is Nazi death camp amusement park. Participants are Nick, John, and fuck my life.
So is this to say, are we creating an amusement park built on the Nazi experience?
No, the question is, let's assume it's a really great idea.
Isn't that Disneyland pretty much?
Yeah, probably. Built on the ashes of Nazi death. Yeah,
now, I don't know.
Okay, so amusement parks these days. I have kids, so I've been to quite a few in the past couple of years. You have to have a 4D ride of some sort that has, like, things coming. No, it has to have, like, things coming out of the screen or fluids being pumped at you, something like that. So what would be the appropriate 4D Nazi death camp? This has to be the banner ride to get
people, like,
in the
park.
Like,
it's like Free Fall, Schindler's List. It's like...
Yeah, I think this one's just fucked. I'm not really sure I could participate in good conscience.
I, for one, think it's a fantastic idea.
Gang up, motherfucker.
Fortune tellers, bad or good? Micah, John, and myself.
Yeah, I got no time for fucking fortune tellers. I mean, you know, they fucking hang around European cities, all haggard, fucking looking like gypsies, probably are gypsies. And
I
reading
they were traveling carnivals, and they said, like, thinner, and, you know, go to the next town.
I wish. I mean, Jesus Christ. Like, I was in Rome, and I must have been approached by, like, 15 different fortune tellers, and not one of them could fucking predict why they were fucking living in a hovel and fucking covered in filth.
Are you sure these were fortune tellers?
Are you sure it was Rome and it wasn't, like, Cleveland?
Well, they're very similar in architecture.
Apparently it's popular, though, because if you go to any town, inevitably you'll drive past, like, two fortune teller buildings.
Yeah, there's a fucking sucker born every day, as they say. I mean, you know, you see these places, and there's one up, you know, not too far from where we live, and it's like the shack of a house. And it's like, you know, you'd think they'd be able to fucking see their fortune as you know, like, not so great. They're living off fucking Roswell Road, you know.
every fortune teller says the same thing, though. They can always see, like, your future. But, you know, the gift of sight, the third eye, whatever the fuck it is, like, somehow doesn't apply to them.
I don't believe them, because there were, like, four fortune teller companies in the World Trade Center. They all showed up to work that day.
Right next to the food court.
Can you imagine you're in a skyscraper? You look at the fucking the directory and the Madame Douchebond or whatever. She fucking.
Well, there was that. Speaking of Cleveland, you mentioned Cleveland earlier. That Cleveland kidnapping case, it was actually kind of sad because one of the mothers.
As opposed to all those uplifting kidnappings.
Well, no. But what it was one of the mothers had never given up hope that her daughter was dead. And then some fortune teller was like, "Nah, your daughter's fucked, bitch. You got to get your head straight." And so the mom.
That's
like,
a quote, right?
Completely. And so the mom basically had kept the kid's room from the police files. Like never moved a thing. And then she's like, fuck it, and shut that shit down. And, you know, died of grief. I don't know if that was the fortune teller's fault. But then they found, you know, the girl alive, obviously.
In the fortune teller's basement. That's a movie plot.
Yeah, no doubt. But, I mean, it's just, you know, fuck fortune tellers, you know? There's that old broad that shows up on Montel. She's always telling people their kids are alive or dead.
You're talking about Sylvia.
Yeah.
The one that talks like this.
Yeah, she smokes cigarettes. Yeah.
Harvey Fierstein's a fortune teller?
Let me tell you some money.
What was that guy that had that show for a little while where they like his fucking interns would interview people, you know, before the show and then he'd come out.
Crossing
fucking,
over guy?
Yeah, and then he'd come out and fucking read their shit back to him like, this is amazing. How did he fucking know what his, I just told his intern 35 minutes ago. This is fucking crazy. And that guy, John Edwards was his name.
John Edwards, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Too bad the other John Edwards wasn't a fortune teller.
I do like the tarot cards though. I think those are kind of cool.
What
it's like,
because
like, I mean, seriously, like, there's like, I don't have any cards or in a deck, or if there's like a joker, or if there's like, if like the hand written, the hand stats or anything like that. But like, they throw down two cards, like one of them's death, and then the fortune teller gets all nervous, and you fucking die. It's pretty incredible. There needs to be more options. It's like she throws down a tarot card, and it's like, you know. You get to see Cole Hauser or something like that.
As Bo Laramie.
That's a greater fortune than any man could expect.
Do video game consoles matter anymore? John, Steve, and me involved? Nick?
Well, of course they do. How else are you going to play the new Star Fox franchise? You can't play it on your belt, can you?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's obviously...
Airtight defense.
Well, ridiculously researched.
Well, I think that Google's coming out with the computerized wristwatch that's also a computer. Why can't they come up with a belt gaming console that projects a laser beam out? Although, if you got to go to the bathroom, that would be a bit of a problem.
Yeah. Shooting your video game all over the fucking place.
I pissed on my video game. Yeah, I think consoles are still relevant, but it's a lot harder to get something new. Because it's all sequels. It's all. I mean, it's a lot like the thing with film. It's all franchise driven, and the development time on those is so. You know, the budget for like a Halo game is like $50 million. So you can't like you're not going to see the Adventures of Bayou Billy get made now.
They might. If you put it on that belt, I'm serious.
But I think what they need to do is obviously what they are doing is turn it into a total home entertainment center and you know, downloadable games, things like that. So some of the independent game makers can't actually get in.
But then
mix.
Your monitor becomes the gaming console. So the actual answer to this is no. They're never going away. They're still very relevant, no matter what form they take. If it's a belt or a television or a USB stick.
Hopefully,
do you have a stock in a belt company?
That's entirely possible, especially that silver buckle.
So tell me about this Google Watch. That's the first I've heard about it.
You're talking about the Google Glass?
No, that's the glasses. There's a company coming out with a wristwatch that is also going to be a computer.
Oh.
I don't know the size of it.
You said it was Google, though.
Yeah, well,
the same company that's making a telephone that's also a shoe.
It's being subsidized by somebody else, like Sony or something or other.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got no time for Google Glass. Can I just go ahead and say that?
What about Google Belt?
I'd definitely buy Google Belt, but Google Glass.
Just imagine you're going to the bathroom. And you want to play some Star Fox.
So what do you use as your controller,
Simple.
Your dick?
Well, look, I mean, you've already taken the belt off. All you do is just, instead of reading a book, who wants to get that dirty? Just project that thing on the
now,
wall.
Can you imagine
you in the bathroom that you're playing video games and fucking reading books?
Now imagine this. You're a kid and you've been bad. Oh, God, is Dad going to whip out the Vectrex and beat me to death?
Gang up motherfucker.
Yes. So the subject is priests who punch and pray. And it's John, Justin, and myself. And so this basically harkens back to the turn of the century when it was rampant that priests were also boxers on the side because the church wasn't paying them anything. So they had to go out and punch the daylights out of the parishioners.
I thought it was to get all that sexual tension because they hadn't yet figured out that boys were free game.
Yeah, you're right. Like 1909. They couldn't have at it with children.
They didn't get. It was like all of a sudden there was a great awakening in like the 1930s. They're like, well, wait a minute, there's all these like, you know, poor kids walking around. It's the Great Depression and all. Maybe we could start fucking them.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't that in Far and Away. Wasn't Tom Cruise a priest as well?
Yeah, I didn't see Far and Away. Is that where he's like the worst Irish accent in the world?
He's got the best Irish accent. He's actually one of the greatest priests of his generation.
One of the top priests of his generation. So what? I didn't realize this whole thing with priests and boxing. So they fight, would do it to make money, huh?
They fight.
Yeah.
Bare-knuckled.
A lot.
How do they square that with their love of the Lord?
I don't know.
Like, I bet Jesus would want me to go punch the hell out of fucking humans.
I don't write the history. I'm just telling you what happened.
Yeah. That's a long line of just crazy-ass shit that fucking church has been involved in, huh?
Well, punching's one of them.
It's in the Bible, all right? This whole thing comes from the Bible. Punch us, Pilate.
Gang up, mother.
Topic. Lyle Lovett.
Wasn't he in Roxette? Who's Lyle Lovett?
Lyle Lovett is a country, kind of a country and western singer. Is he a country singer though? He's more of like a story. He's not necessarily a country singer.
He's not country in the sense of like modern today country. But I mean,
he started out in country, but he kind of evolved into his own kind of genre in a way, didn't he?
Sure. No, and I mean, I've got nothing but good thoughts and feelings towards him. I mean, I'm not a guy who listens to a lot of his music, but. You know, I never understood the whole thing with Julia Roberts, why he caught such a hard time for that. I mean, first of all, let's face it, she's an attractive woman, but, you know, she's not the fucking... Well, I mean, I'm just trying to be...
She's beautiful back...
Like,
whenever she married him, she was beautiful.
She was beautiful back when she was in the horse farm.
No.
But I mean, I'm just thinking...
No, hold on. Let's derail this Lyle Lovett thing. She was never pretty.
She still is pretty. Are you
for God's sake. Let's put it in perspective. Here, okay. She was at the top. She was like an A-list actress. She probably still is in a way, but she was beautiful, and he looked worse than Lyle Lovett. You know what I'm saying? That's the scale.
If he went looking for a car, would he go? Would Lovett go get a Corvette?
Like
Lovett?
Anything with the ETTE on that?
I see where you're going with it, but I'm not sure.
Well, there's really nowhere else to go.
Fully thought it through.
Once you go buy the Corvette, there's nowhere else to go.
But he kind of, he's still a viable artist, tours, like he's still pretty big, right? I mean, what's his audience?
Audience?
Is it like a Tom Waits audience type thing?
Yeah, I think it would have to be. I'm sure there would be a high instance of wacky hats at any of his concerts. Some fedoras, maybe some, you know, just that kind of hipster audience.
Yeah.
I mean, when I went to see Tom Waits, it was certainly a great show, but there was a lot of vests. And, you know, puffy shirts and fancy
wear. What was everyone else wearing?
He had a lot of costume changes?
No, not out of him, the audience.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the audience. It was like just a collection of just fucking, you know.
I guess we can all agree that he's going to become more interesting once he dies.
Who?
Lyle Lovett's fantastic. I mean, seriously, I've got no ill feelings towards
him. He's got great hair.
Yeah.
Fantastic hair.
Kind of
Kevin Bacon.
Undefinable hair.
He should probably eat more, though. He looks like he needs to fill out a little bit. It's all scraggly and craggly looking.
So he needs to eat a fillet.
Go to McDonald's.
A fillet? What are you, fucking British all of a sudden?
Lyle Lovett.
With some basil?
Lyle Lovett.
Gang up motherfucker.
Topic is, how will Buck Rogers continue after the Tweaky Leaks fiasco? It's Micah, Justin, and Nick.
Do you have any ideas about this?
Well, this is kind of more, it was more of a joke to kind of get us into the actual discussion.
What is that?
About the Buck Rogers and the Tweaky Leaks.
Staying current, I see.
How will it continue? So it's not continuing right now. But how will it continue after this?
It was actually about, the WikiLeaks thing. This movie's coming out with
Benedict
Cumberbatch.
And Daniel Brühl.
Who?
Brühl, the guy
sniper
from Inglourious.
You're right.
Yeah, Inglourious Bastards.
He was a sniper.
Huh?
Daniel Brühl.
I don't remember him at all. Brühl? too soon?
So anyway, Twiki Leaks.
Just too soon.
What are you talking about?
that movie.
Inglourious?
The WikiLeaks movie.
No idea.
With Benedict.
Yeah, and the guy with the hawk head.
And Daniel Brühl's in that.
With the hawk head?
Yeah, the falcon head?
If you watch that trailer, he does have, like, it's so crazy how many, like, different, like, hairstyles that they have with him in there. Almost all of them, he looks like Alexander Gudinov in Die Hard. Like, you know, like the blonde-haired baddie in Die Hard.
Minus about 157 pounds.
Right,
and AIDS.
And muscle. He didn't die of AIDS.
He died of cancer, right?
He died of, like, a heart attack.
Died of an asteroid attack.
Yeah.
Gang up, motherfucker.
Things that are rarely animated with Micah, myself, and Justin.
Let's see, there's...
Well, it would be hiccups.
Hiccups are rarely animated?
Well, I don't ever see them. When do you see them animated? How many Bugs Bunny cartoons do you... Well, actually, they are animated all over that.
There's a big bootleg animation. It's underground animation scene.
Can I give, like, a million examples of that?
So you got to kind of think of the things that are always animated, then the opposite of that.
So what's the opposite of that? There's hiccups. There's puberty. There's There's
quilting. It's rarely animated.
There's quilting.
Yeah, I don't ever see that anymore either.
Let's think here.
Gary Busey.
That's a good one.
He is never animated.
What, taxidermists?
They're never animated?
Yeah, they don't animate anything. they specifically sit around and make things not animated after hours.
Yeah, they're bored taxidermists that do all sorts of animation.
Their creations are not animated at all.
No, I'm talking about what they do after the creations happen.
So I guess I should have said the taxidermist creations.
I got one.
They are rarely animated.
I got one.
All right.
Like lint traps. Like from your washer dryer or dryer, like, yeah, the thing on the back of your house that catches lint. I don't see that a lot.
You don't see it animated, or you just don't see it.
I don't see it a lot in my house, but I also don't see it. Do you guys ever see that animated?
I've seen it once.
Where?
Finding
Nemo.
Is this something you found in the back of a bookstore?
That's another thing you don't see animated very much is a t-shirt walking down the street by itself. you don't see that at all.
Smooth segue there.
Well, come on now. Give me something that's not animated anymore. Would be one of them. Well, that used to be animated. The Invisible Man franchise. Back in the 30s, the Invisible Man franchise, everything was animated. It's no longer.
You know what I don't see animated a lot? Klan rallies. Not a lot.
You just haven't been invited to the right one. You're right.
It's just rare. I don't know why.
Yeah, they are rare.
You know, see like Mickey Mouse animated?
No.
Two S's.
M-I-K-I.
Right.
Gang up, motherfucker.
ILS runway 10 approach to the sunny runway.